USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said Thursday after Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finished his Capitol Hill testimony that the Supreme Court nominee showed America exactly why he nominated him and urged the Senate to vote to confirm him. Now, regarding that hearing, things did get a bit testy at times.
Senator, I'll do whatever the committee wants. I wanted a hearing the day after the allegation came up. I wanted to be here that day. Instead, 10 days passed where all this nonsense is coming out, you know, that I'm in gangs, I'm on boats in Rhode Island, I'm in Colorado.
Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono apologized for sending a fundraising email off the Brett Kavanaugh sexual misconduct allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News. And the Dow was up 54 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A trade deal has yet to be worked out between the United States and Canada, and indications are that the United States may move ahead with a deal with only Mexico. Now, there are still meetings taking place between the United States and Canadian officials. Congressman Tom Reed has an update on what we should expect out of that meeting.
The top of the meeting is going to be, where do we stand with NAFTA? Where do we stand with the negotiation with Mexico and Canada? And the good news is Mexico saw the opportunity. Mexico's decision to negotiate was very wise.
The family of a man shot by a former Dallas police officer is now taking legal action. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The family of the man shot and killed by an off-duty Dallas police officer now suing the former cop and the city of Dallas. Officer Amber Geiger shot the man in his own apartment earlier this month. Geiger says she thought she'd entered her own apartment and she shot the 26-year-old unarmed black man thinking he was an intruder.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
As many people continue to leave big metros for more medium-sized cities such as Oklahoma City, Kansas City, and Des Moines, people are starting to wonder why and how those smaller cities can actually improve their image to people. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Mayor of Oklahoma City, Mick Cornett. He's also the author of a new book titled The Next American City, The Big Promise of Our Mid-Sized Metros. And one of the first questions I asked the mayor was how a city can overcome its image that might not always be a positive image.
The brand of your city matters, especially if you're a mid-sized city. You know, if you're a East Coast or West Coast city, chances are pop culture has already delivered a brand. But in smaller cities, you know, you're less in control of the brand. And if you don't have professional sports teams, you're really at the whim of, you know, Mother Nature and a lot of other things that can create an image for you. But when someone is offered a job in that city or your city, are they thinking to themselves, you know, if I take this job, I get to live in that place. Or if I take this job, I have to live in this place. And so I think that example shows that having a positive image of your community is critical. People, especially young people, want to live in a community that's culturally relevant. And I would suggest that Kansas City certainly is culturally relevant. Des Moines is getting there and certainly is probably undersold and undermarketed on a brander scale.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.